Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone. This is your host, Lillian, back again with another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This week, I'm bringing you an interview with our number one Resistol rookie candidate, Miss Hayden Thompson. And if you don't know Hayden, just know that she is like a wolf with a breakaway rope. She is fast, and she can get it done on a long score, too. To give you guys an example, I just saw that she won the cinch breakaway jackpot they had, and she was 6.08 on three. Yes, you heard that right. Three head. So pretty crazy. But today we are here to talk about pro rodeo. She has been kind of getting into her stride throughout the year and really struck gold 2 weeks ago. This interview is like a week old. So if you hear us talking about stuff that's already happened, that's kind of what's going on with that. We've been a little bit busy traveling over here at the Breakaway Rope and Journal. And so you guys are getting one that's just a little older. But it is still important. She's still number one, and she has been absolutely crushing it. Earned $21,000 in a week. She won Estes Park. She got a good check at Sheridan, Casper, Gunnison, and then she won one of the rounds at Cheyenne Frontier Days for Slack. So it was insane. She's been on a hot streak. She has two good horses in her corner, and you guys are definitely going to want to hear a little bit about her and her travel buddy, Miss Martha Angeloni. And this has been a really fun podcast to bring you guys. So I'm going to dive right in. But before I do, I need to give a little shout out to our sponsor of today's episode. It comes from Spalding Labs, and they have an all-natural fly spray. Bye-bye insects fly spray. You're going to hear a little bit more about them at the break, but I'm just reading about it and I think I need to get my hands on some of this. So we will talk a little bit more about them from the break, but for now, it's time to rope. Let's go.
So I guess about a week ago, Martha and I went to Estes Park. I ended up winning Estes Park, and she got a good check out of there as well. And then from there, she went to Sheridan, and then she had to make her way up to Calgary. So we ended up splitting rigs the night after Estes Park, which is, oh man, don't quote me, my days run together now. Then we went, she was in Sheridan, and I went to Casper, made a good first run at Casper, and I mean, I can't complain too much about it. I think I was fourth in the longo. I mean, we split it three or four ways, but then I drove all night to Gunnison, and I ended up winning Gunnison, and then I drove all the way back to Sheridan. Some good Sheridan. I know, I was just driving back and forth, and I don't know why, but did well at Sheridan, ended up fourth at Sheridan, and then on the 12th, we came back to the Casper short round, and was second in the short round, second in the average, so honestly, it was a great week. Not quite picture perfect, but picture perfect enough.
If you had more sleep in there, it probably would have been picture perfect.
No, that is nothing but the truth. I think on the Saturday during the morning before the Casper short round, I slept all day long. Like, I had to make sure someone woke, made sure I was awake to make it to Casper for the short round because I was lacking so much sleep that week.
Yeah, well, but I like how you're just like, oh, and then I, just drove all night. And then I drove all night, and I'm like,
I know, because Wyoming and Colorado, they're, I mean, they border, but I was driving from, like, one end of Wyoming to the other end of Colorado, and I'm like, this is just crazy. I don't know what I'm doing, but Gunnison and Estes Park were circuit rodeos for me, so I kind of really needed to make those. I was honestly supposed to be in Laramie, the night of the 11th, but I made the Sheridan perfs or whatever, and they wouldn't let me run my second one that morning. And so I had to turn out a lot. But dang it, I didn't have to drive across the state of Wyoming again. But
You're like, there's that same tree I've seen 5 times, still there.
exactly. Yeah.
Well, and you're
Yeah.
from around here, so does that make things easier or harder?
I feel like the time might go by a little bit faster just because the country is familiar, I'd say. Like, I don't have maps up just counting down the hours. I'm like, oh, I'm almost to this town, or oh, I'm almost to that town, instead of just watching the hours and minutes tick down.
Well, you and Martha are reunited now. Have you guys been hauling together for most of the year or the summer?
We hauled a little bit over, I guess not the winter, but the spring. We went up to San Angelo during that together. And then we've just hauled around to jackpots and amateur rodeos over the spring before the beginning of the summer. We got in at Reno. We left the house at the same time, or I guess not the house, but Stephenville. We left the Stephenville at the same time, but she had to go up to like Nampa, Sisters, and a bunch of those ones where I had to go to the college finals. So we met up at Ring and it worked out from there.
And what about y'all's personalities do you think kind of complement each other in the rig?
I would say, oh, that's a hard question,
I mean, you're
but
both very competitive.
yes, for sure. We're both very competitive, but at the same time, like, I want to see her win just as much as I want to win. And I think it kind of goes both ways. So being able to be competitive but supportive at the same time, I think has made us A, get along. But B, I know Martha's kind of been in a slump right now, but we all know Martha Angeloni. She's the
Oh,
rankest one
yeah.
out.
She's got
It's
it. She's got
Oh, yeah.
it. I have so much faith in her.
Oh, me too. And that's what we were talking today in the practice pen. And I was like, dude, you're roping so freaking good. Like, just go do that everywhere else and you're going to be a world champ all over again. I think that, and honestly, we don't really worry about the losses. Yeah, cool, the wins are a win, but honestly, we just have a blast out there. Like, we catch ourselves crying or laughing so hard on multiple road trips, whether it's 1 in the morning or 1 in the afternoon. It's just,
Oh my
it's
gosh.
honestly been a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye-Bye Insects from Spaulding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spaulding-labs.com.
Okay, shifting gears a little bit back to this past week. What do you think clicked for you this past week? I mean, obviously you've been putting in the hours and you've got the horses, you've got the community, but obviously you hit a pretty good lick. So could you tell me what happened?
I think the biggest thing is my horses are both working great. I rode two different horses between the four rodeos, and they are both working, I mean, absolutely outstanding. I drew some pretty user-friendly cattle. I mean, there was some that weren't great, but no eliminators, I guess you could say. So that was also a big key factor. But I mean, I don't think there's any just secret of to what how I did so good the last week, because if I knew it, I would keep the secret to myself for forever. I'd just say everything felt so good last week between my horses and my roping. Besides no sleep, it was everything felt great.
Are you big into like stretches and like
like strengthening, or are you pretty much just like roping the dummy and keeping your horses exercised and stuff like that?
Definitely like roping the dummy and keeping my horses feeling the best they can. But I was a goat tire for the longest in time, so my body feels like it's 57 instead of 21.
Oh no.
So I have to stretch and do as much as I can, just so that way my knees and ankles and my back don't just start locking up.
Okay, well, I was never going to be a goat tire, but you've fully convinced me now. Now I really won't be one. Okay, yeah. And you said you had two horses. I know you have your mare Foxy, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, and what was the other one?
The other one is Tom. He's going to have, he had a big last week, but he's going to have a big next week or two also, just because I ride him on all the longer starts.
Okay.
So I rode him in Casper and Sheridan, and then I rode Foxy in Estes Park in Gunnison, where it's a little bit shorter. But I'll ride Tom tomorrow in Cheyenne, and then Salinas.
Fun. Also.
Yeah.
And tell me their registered names real quick.
Foxy is Foxy and Fancy.
Okay.
And Tom is Greg.
Okay. That makes my life easier.
Yes.
Is he a horse that your family's had for a while?
Yes. We got him as a 2-year-old, and he'd never been started, never nothing. He's kind of my pride and joy, just because I'm in with that. I did everything with him from the first ride to roping. Honestly, he was my main head horse before he was my main breakaway horse. I've had so many people want to buy him as a head horse, and they were like, oh my gosh, you breakaway rope on him? I'm like, yeah, he's kind of special to me because he can do both.
Oh yeah, because you get the breakaway heel horses, but you don't get a lot of breakaway head horses.
I know he is so incredibly fast, and he's good at both jobs.
I love it. Well, I will give Tom a little bit of a spotlight because we've talked about Foxy previously. So, and you said, so Cheyenne, Salinas, anything else in the mix?
Just Cheyenne and Salinas for, I guess, this next week. Okay. Then the next week is like Spanish, Ogden, Deadwood, all them.
Okay. And honestly, the whole reason I'm calling, we also do these rookie stories, and you're crushing the rookie race now. So is that something that's like been in the back of your mind, or are you just rodeoing?
Honestly, I was just rodeoing for the most part. Like, I knew going into this, I didn't get to hit very many of the winter rodeos. And so I didn't think I was going to have a great chance of making the finals, but I was just, my number one goal was to make sure I won the rookie. And after the last 2.5 weeks rodeoing, I've heard a lot of people say, oh my gosh, like, you're actually going to make the finals. And kind of looking at the numbers, you know, if I kind of keep winning like I am, there is a good possibility I could. But I don't want to be too focused on the numbers. I just want to kind of keep focused on catching the next cow. And if that goes good, then the end result will be making the finals.
I like it. The rookie's going well, so we will take that. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And if I have any follow-up questions, I will ask.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in with me on this episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. Next week, Hannah will be back with the tie-down breakdown to bring you guys some more action from over there in calf roping land. Special thanks again to Spalding Labs for supporting today's episode with their Bye Bye Insects Fly Spray product. Okay, guys, I'll catch you later.